Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 10th parak of Maseches Ksubos, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Aleph, and Beis. Mishnah Aleph, Mishayu Nasu Shtei Nashim V'meis. If a guy was married to two wives, and he died without leaving enough money to pay both of their Ksubos, so Rishonu Kadem Sushniyah, the one who he married first, comes first, because her Ksuba came first. V'yorshe Rishonu Kodem L'yorshe Shniyah, and if both wives are no longer alive, the Yorshim of the first wife collects her Ksuba before the Yorshim of the second wife. Nasa Rishon of Vemesa. If he marries one wife and then she dies, so that he yarshins her, Nasa Shnia Umesu, and then he marries a second wife and he predeceases her, so the sons of the first wife want to collect the Ksubas Benedichrin, while the second wife wants to collect her regular Ksuba, but there's not enough money for both. Shnia of Yorshea, Kodmin Yorshe Rishona. The second wife and her Yorshim will collect before the sons of the first wife are able to collect their Ksubas Benedichrin. The Ksubas Benedichrin is a special takana that if a woman dies before her husband and they have sons together, the sons take the will receive property that's equal to the value of her Ksuba once the father dies. That's Ksubas Benedichrin, so it's a special takana. So now Mishnah Beis continues to talk about the Ksubas Benedichrin. Now Midah Raisa, if a man dies and he has sons from two different wives, each son takes an equal portion of the property. They both have the same father. But once there's a Ksubas Benedichrin, if one wife's ksuba is bigger than the other wife's ksuba, so the children of the wife who had the bigger ksuba get the bigger portion of the estate because they get the ksubas benedichrin. So misha yinasu shtei nashim. If a man was married to two wives, v'mesu, and they both died, v'achar kach mesu. So the sons are waiting patiently, and then the father dies. V'yisomim v'akshim ksuba simon. And now all of the yisomim want to collect the ksubas benedichrin, the ksuba that was a special takaras chacham, the value of their mother's ksuba. Vein shamel shtei ksubas, but there's only enough property to pay for ksubas of two wives, and if you pay those, then there's not going to be anything left to go toward regular Yerusha. So cholkin mishava, they just divide the estate like a regular Yerusha, and they do not collect the ksubas benedichrin. I mean, ksubas benedichrin is only when there's going to be a regular chalukah of the Yerusha, and then, aside from the ksubas benedichrin, but if all they have is enough money to cover the Ksubas Benedichrin and it's going to come at the expense of a regular Yerusha, then we don't do that. Hayusha Moser Dinar. If there's even just an extra dinar that's going to be left over, Elu Notlin Ksubas Iman, Ve'elu Notlin Ksubas Iman, then each of the sons take their mother's Ksuba and then they divide the remaining dinar evenly. So since there's a dinar left to divide evenly, like the Din D'oraisa requires when it comes to Yerusha, so the Din D'rabban Ksubas Benedichrin could still apply because it's not going to come at the expense of the Din D'oraisa. Im Amri Yisomim. Now, if there wasn't enough money to pay both Ksubas and still have a dinar left over, so the Yisomim of the wife with the bigger Ksubas said, "Anachnu Malin El Nichse Avinu Yaser Dinar, will contribute a dinar to the fund. Right, we'll throw a dinar into the pot. Kadeshi Yitlu Ksubas Ima, so that we can collect our mother's ksuba. It's worth the investment of the dinar. Ein shom lehen. We don't listen to them. They don't get to increase the fund in order to create that moser dinar. El shom nasa nechassim beveis din. Rather, we just have to assess the nechassim as they're valued in beis din at the time of their father's death. And if based on that valuation there is not an extra dinar left, then everyone just divides the estate in the normal chalukas hayirusha. So let's review what we learned today. In Parakeet Mishnah Aleph, we said if a guy was married to two wives and the guy dies, the first wife's ksuba comes first, takes precedence. The yorshim of the first wife collect their ksubas benedichrin before the yorshim of the second wife. If a guy marries a first wife and she dies, and then he marries a second wife and he dies, so the yerusha of the second wife and her yorshim come before the ksubas benedichrin. Right, they collect their ksuba before the ksubas benedichrin of the first of the children of the first wife. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that if a man was married to two wives and they both died and then the man died, so all the sons want the ksubas benedichrin of their mothers, but there's only enough for those two ksubas benedichrins and there wouldn't be any extra money to divide along the lines of a regular Yerusha, so you just put all the money back in the pot and you do a regular chaluka of Yerusha. But if there's even just one extra dinar to do a regular chaluka of Yerusha, then each one could collect the ksubas min dichron of their mothers, and you use that dinar to collect the regular Yerusha. Now, if there's not enough for a regular Yerusha, but the yosomim of the mother who had the bigger ksubas say, we'll contribute a dinar in order to make it enough, we don't listen to them. If there's not enough, there's not enough, and we just do the chaluka like a regular Yerusha. That's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Parak Yud, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit.